This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we got two things in the same ballpark here that we're going to merge together. And it involves Hopewell Township. So earlier today, I'd noticed something. Actually, a friend of mine pointed it out. Then I started to notice something a bit deeper. So, Hopewell Township, you know, Beaver County, they got an Aliquippa mailing address over there. And they had put, they had put something out on their social media pages about suspicious activity in and around their jurisdiction. And so I read it. And then I read the comments on Facebook, which you should never do, but I did. And many people were in support of the message that was put out, but many people were also calling the chief different names, saying that this place was out to get certain members of the community, calling the Hopewell police bigots. And it served as a very interesting juxtaposition. Let me give you the original letter, and it's this. Dear sir, madam, there have been three separate incidents reported regarding suspicious activities involving males that appear to be, were reported as, of Middle Eastern or of Hispanic ethnicity. These incidents have been reported to the police in the Beaver County area in the last 8 days. One incident occurred at New Bethlehem Church in Independence, one at Genesis Church in Hopewell, and one at Ridge Point Church in Brighton Township. At Ridge Point in Brighton, a Middle Eastern male claiming he was from Israel and looking for a new mosque left an electric bicycle battery in one of the pews and left by an electric bicycle. In Independence at New Bethlehem, four males in hijabs were observed in a silver sedan driving by slowly with their phones up, possibly taking photos. In Hopewell, at Genesis Church, a Middle Eastern Hispanic male was caught off guard in the parking lot by a member leaving service early, sat in his car for 5 minutes, then left the area in a blue-gray Subaru Legacy with Ohio registration. There's apparently been similar activity near the airbase at the Pittsburgh airport. Please be observant of your surroundings. We strongly advise you to call 911 and report anything suspicious, especially anything similar to these events. Hopewell Township Police will be conducting extra patrols at the churches in Hopewell Township. And that's signed by the chief there. So the responses to that ran the gamut. They did. Everything from, you should be embarrassed for writing those words on your social media pages. You are profiling people. You are terrible. To, thank you so much for keeping us as safe as possible.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For getting the word out. This is exactly see something, say something that you preach about. So again, the responses ran the gamut. Everything from one end to the other and in between. And I talked about it in the first hour of my show because it was a hot button topic and people had, well, strong opinions on it. Well, the Hopewell chief reached out to me. He'd been listening. And he had sent me, and KDK here, but me in particular, and I passed it along to Andy Lindbergh, who takes care of our website and kind of cobbles all the news together that we disseminate to you, and he's kind of runs the whole show. And the Hopewell police chief sent a further letter after hearing some of the discussion. And it goes like this. In order to keep the public informed of recent suspicious activity, I, as chief of the Hopewell Police Department, sent out a letter to our local churches and other public locations to make them aware of unusual incidents occurring at local churches in and around our area. Due to the number of similar complaints within a short time frame and radius of occurrences, it was vital to disseminate this information quickly. The descriptive language in my letter was exactly what was reported to our department by witnesses and other departments in and around our area. Law enforcement requires that individuals engaged in unusual or suspicious behavior be identified through descriptive criteria, including conduct, gender, age, race, and ethnicity, vehicle description, clothing description, actions and behavior of actors, as well as any other pertinent information. Any claims that using these criteria is racist or constitutes police profiling is not only wrong, but fails to recognize the simple fact that it is impossible to identify anyone other than by using these criteria. We are working closely with our federal, state, county, and local law enforcement partners to be vigilant and investigate all suspicious activity that's reported to us. We are asking that if anyone observes anything they feel is suspicious in nature, call 911 immediately. That's doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. And I'll tell you what, I like it. The only thing that's an error is that men don't wear hijabs. Just women do. But I like it. You know, because here's why. If you really read through this, the people who are offended by this are people who wake up every day trying to be offended. And they want to be offended. They look to be offended. And they're just worried about, again, when the next rally is on Grand Street and what flag they're supposed to wave. But with this chief doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, it screams to me what I got real simply from the first release, and I didn't need the follow-up, really. And it's this. The actions are what's at play here. Doesn't matter if the person's white, blue, black, green, polka dot, it doesn't matter. The actions are what's of concern. And the descriptor adds to maybe identifying potentially someone up to something that's no good. But in this day and age where too many people wake up looking to be offended, we've now gone, too many people have, some of the people who have commented, some who have even called the show at 866-391-1020. They've gone and made the focus on why in the world would you say it's someone of Hispanic descent or Middle Eastern descent or ethnicity? That's unfair. We're profiling here. But no. They're adding as much of a descriptor to a very unusual circumstance that they can in an effort to, one, identify the people, two, if they're up to something no good, potentially bring them to justice, and three, alert the public so as if they see anything similar in the future, they're willing and able and ready to go ahead and report it. And that's all that it is. We've now made a big meal. Well, one, it's largely because of social media, because we have the ability to communicate in real time. But we've made a big deal of things that aren't, because we want to read into things and we want to think we have a gigantic voice when we don't. And every Joe Schmo thinks they do. But this incessant way that especially law enforcement is out to get some people, it never ends with some people. And it's really, well, it's grating.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.